By Friday, when the court recessed for the weekend, the state had completed its case, which included the appearance of four special agents of the Federal Bureau of Investigation in Washington, D.C. These men, laboratory technicians skilled in various categories of scientific crime detection, had studied the physical evidence connecting the accused to the murders. Blood samples, footprints, cartridge shells, rope, and tape. And each of them certified the validity of the exhibits. Finally, the four KBI agents provided accounts of interviews with the prisoners and of the confessions eventually made by them. In cross-examining the KBI personnel, the defense attorneys, a beleaguered pair, argued that the admissions of guilt had been obtained by improper means. Brutal interrogation in sweltering, brightly lighted, closet-like rooms. The allegation, which was untrue, irritated the detectives into expounding very convincing denials. Later, in reply to a reporter who asked him why he had dogged this artificial scent at such length, Hickok's lawyer snapped, "What am I supposed to do? Hell, I'm playing without any cards. But I can't just sit here like a dummy. I've got to sound off once in a while." The prosecution's most damaging witness proved to be Alvin Dewey. His testimony, the first public rendering of the events detailed in Perry Smith's confession, earned large headlines. "Unveil mute murder horror, cold, chilling facts told," and shocked his listeners. None more so than Richard Hickok, who came to a startled and chagrined attention when, in the course of Dewey's commentary, the agent said, "There is one incident Smith related to me that I haven't as yet mentioned." And that was that after the Clutter family was tied up, Hickok said to him how well-built he thought Nancy Clutter was, and that he was going to rape her. Smith said he told Hickok there wasn't going to be anything like that go on. "Smith told me he had no respect for anyone who couldn't control their sexual desires, and that he would have fought Hickok before allowing him to rape the Clutter girl." Heretofore, Hickok had not known that his partner had informed police of the proposed assault. Nor was he aware that, in a friendlier spirit, Perry had altered his original story to claim that he alone had shot the four victims, a fact revealed by Dewey as he neared the end of his testimony. "Perry Smith told me he wished to change two things in the statement he had given us. He said everything else in that statement was true and correct, except these two things. And that was that he wanted to say he killed Mrs. Clutter and Nancy Clutter, not Hickok. He told me that Hickok didn't want to die with his mother thinking he had killed any members of the Clutter family. And he said the Hickoks were good people. So why not have it that way?" Hearing this, Mrs. Hickok wept.